guys see these out back there? We're actually north of I-80, so these are pop crates. If you go south of I-80, these are soda crates.
As simple as it sounds, these crates will be used like snowshoes above 175 bushels of corn. The grain bin for this rescue demonstration is about the width of a hot tub, but much deeper. 19-year-old Colin Ebers of Dakota, Illinois, volunteered to be today's victim. He's fit, and you can tell a little cocky that this corn won't best him. But within seconds, it's under his armpits, and he's stuck. Four people surround him with metal panels to prevent more corn from covering him.
So now you just want to keep bailing, and you want to keep going down, so now you can jump on there.
When Ebers comes out of the bin, his legs are deeply dimpled.
I always thought of, well, why can't people swim out a corner or just try and find the way out? But it was really mind-blowing to think how much pressure or how wrong I was.
Demonstrations like this have increased across the U.S. in the wake of a record number of entrapments in 2010, including two young men who died less than an hour from here. Researchers at Purdue University keep track of grain bin entrapments and accidents. In recent years, they expanded the search for incidents to include asphyxiation, entanglement, falls, and electrocutions in and around confined spaces on farms. Still, farmers keep going into the bins to break up grain.
I had a shovel in my hand cutting spoiled corn down. And then the corn began to flow and I lost my footing.
Roger Bates operates a seventh-generation farm near the Wisconsin-Illinois border. Roger's wife, Judy, says she was always nervous before he went into the bin.
Each kernel is like a living cell and you have to aerate that. You have to work with it. You can't just put it in the bin and leave it. And I don't know what's going on inside that bin. That's why I'm kind of emotional.
He wasn't wearing a harness, but his grandson Michael was standing watch. When he fell in, Michael hurried down the side of the bin to turn off power that stopped the corn from moving, but it was already up to his grandfather's neck. It took emergency crews nearly 5 hours to get Roger out.
I know many people ask me why I was in the bin and not Michael, but my theory always been on the farm, if I'm going to do something dangerous, I'm going to be the first one to try to make it right.
Roger's attitude isn't out of step with many aging farmers. They're used to being independent. He says the younger generation is becoming more safety conscious. His grandson agrees.
And I like to think things through a little bit more rather than just try it and see what happens.
Rescue efforts get a lot of attention because they're so dynamic. But when the dust settles, prevention evangelists are born.
If you can prevent going in, then you prevent having to have a rescue if something goes wrong.
Catherine Rylett keeps preaching the word. She founded the Grain Handling Safety Coalition. She's also the aunt of Alex Pockus, who died in a grain bin in Mount Carroll, Illinois. She admits prevention isn't a sexy topic, but says it remains tempting for farmers to keep corn as long as possible, creating more opportunities for it to go bad. She says her group will pilot youth courses this year.
Obviously, we're training everybody, but I think it is going to be easier for the, you know, younger people to universally accept and universally adopt and make these best practices a part of their daily work practices.
That includes wearing a lifeline into the bin, much like wearing a seatbelt. There's also lockout tagout, where a worker puts a lock on the electrical source at the base of the bin to alert others that someone is working on it. Farmers and rescue workers may also benefit from universal construction standards. Bob Aharon is with the University of Illinois. As a farm safety expert, he's been working with the American Society of Agricultural and Biological Engineers to draft standards for manufacturing new bins, including similar anchor points to attach those lifelines.
The manufacturers have certain issues that they're trying to minimize cost as much as possible, but yet provide what they feel would be adequate safety features on a grain bin.
Another idea is to require warning labels, similar to ones found on cigarettes. After witnessing her husband's harrowing rescue, Judy Bates agrees.
I said I even thought of making my own little cross and skull on the grain bin before they head up that grain bin, just to make them think more than they do.
Committee members did not reach consensus on the proposals earlier this year, but Aharon says tweaks continue to be made. Another vote is possible next year. Even if new standards are approved, it will take years, if not decades, to phase out existing structures on farms across the U.S. I'm Jenna Dooley.